Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is 7:17. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson, and joining us right now is Angela Fritz. She is a meteorologist for the Washington Post's Capital Weather Gang. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
So let me ask you, as a meteorologist, are you disappointed with what we actually got versus what was being told might happen? Be honest. Deep down inside.
Yeah, exactly. all wintry weather interests me, but sleet is just gross. And so, yes, I am disappointed. but the good news is from this I love snow perspective, the good news is we are changing back to snow now, even as I speak, yeah, in some parts of Virginia. So that is going to happen.
Yeah, we want it to be pretty and fluffy and nice. Yeah. And slush is, like you said, it's just gross. It's icky. It's annoying. It's not fun.
And it's bad for the roads, too. It's not great to drive on. You know, it looks like it's just rain, but it's actually, you know, kind of sticking to the roads and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, TikTok it for us. What happens going forward?
Well, over the next couple of hours, we're going to see everything change to snow. And then by noon, we should be seeing precipitation taper off and mm-hmm. become just kind of like scattered light snow showers. That will last through the rest of the afternoon. Mainly later this afternoon, the winds are going to get really gusty. We just heard that in the weather report, and it's going to be very cold. If you do happen to get caught in one of these light snow showers with 40 mile an hour winds, it doesn't take much to reduce the visibility. So that could be hazardous if you are on the road.
So in a way, this being slush and not the snow can be kind of seen as a blessing because, like you said, with that wind, and it doesn't take a lot of snow, you can't
right.
see anything. And I think that would probably be worse to drive in.
Yes, exactly. And so it's good that we are seeing so many schools close today. Obviously, DC is just on a 2-hour delay. That will be an interesting
I think you're
for those
right.
kids. And OPM is only 3-hour delay, and I think that will be interesting, too. I'm just slightly concerned about that, especially after we change back over to snow. You know, how is that going to affect road conditions?
Yes.
Because obviously it means it's going to be getting colder, right? And so that is something that we're going to have to watch very carefully as people actually start to get on the road later this morning.
I think you've raised yeah. a very good point. And you look, a 2-hour delay gives them the option to reconsider.
Sure.
And that's
right.
one of the things that, so we'll see if that happens. Look, I understand maybe tonight a little bit more snow and then we get some really, really cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really cold, which means, of course, that all of the slush and nasty stuff that's out there right now and that your municipalities can't get off the road will refreeze. And so that's something that you need to be looking out for tomorrow morning and then even potentially Thursday morning as well.
Wow.
And so hopefully what I'm hoping is that the fact that the snow is going to end by noon, you know, most of the snow, the trucks will be able to get out there, get some of this cleared away, especially yeah. on the major thoroughfares. And maybe even some side roads can get cleared.
Is the wind a product of the nor'easter? Is that what this is? Because it's
going
for 3
yeah.
days. So, usually the nor'easter comes in and is gone, but we're talking about for 24 hours, maybe a little bit more with these winds. Or is the nor'easter, it's not a different system?
Yeah, so what happens is the storm is actually pulling in that cold air from Canada. And so even though the storm is kind of tracking northeast out into the Atlantic, it's still drawing that cold air in.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, when we get a big cold front and behind it, it gets sunny, but we have those like really gusty cold winds. That's that's pretty much what we're going to be seeing here, except that it's very cold because this was such a big storm and it was able to draw so much cold air down from Canada.
So it's basically Canada's fault?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. So it's not.
At least it's from the blame.
Oh, I was going to say we can't. So it's not Trump's fault. This is not Donald Trump's fault. This is Canada's fault.
Exactly.
We need to build a wall on the northern border.
Exactly. But this is it for the season. We're done, right? After this spring, when does spring come back? Because I know it's going to be cold into next week.
First day of week.
It will be cold. It looks like it might get up into the 50s on Saturday and Sunday. So that is refreshing and reassuring.
Right.
I'm done. You know, I was done with winter a long time ago. When we didn't get any
this has been such
like,
a
fine.
Mild winter. Stop being such a baby. This is a mild winter. What do you mean you're done?
From the opposite perspective, I wanted snow. And then I didn't get snow, and I was like, fine.
All right, moving on. And then it comes back. Yeah, well, that's the way it always goes.
Exactly.
Angela, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Enjoy what's left of your last Snowmageddon. We appreciate you joining us. That's Angela Fritz, Washington Post Capital Weather Gang. It is 722 on WMAL.